Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Destiny by Design by Yvonne Rivers is a book of inspirational poetry to uplift and encourage others in their daily journey, to be inspired to live life to its fullest. Yvonne is married, has four children. Her husband, Arthur, has been very supportive as she embarks on her publishing ventures. Yvonne is a native of Mount Pleasant, South Carolina, graduated from C.A. Brown High School, later from Rice Business College, and is a member service representative at a utility company. A minister at Lord of the Harvest CFC in North Charleston, South Carolina, Yvonne has been writing poetry for more than 25 years. She loves to encourage people, let them know that better is possible. Yvonne's favorite saying is, "I've come this far by faith." Yvonne Rivers, author of Destiny by Design, is our guest on This Week in America. Hi, Yvonne. Welcome to the program. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me there.
You have done such an excellent job with the book. You are a very gifted poet. How long have you been writing? I mentioned maybe for like 25 years. How did this all begin for you?
It was at a job that I had with Charleston County, and you know, some of the women would be discouraged and crying because they were going through different things. And I just started writing poetry and giving it to them to encourage them. Like, you're going to make it. No matter how it looks like, you're going to be okay. And that's what I've been doing, just writing the poetry and encouraging people. And it's been a joy. It really has.
What is it about poetry? I mean, you could say those words to somebody and the words may or may not resonate, but if you do it in a poetic fashion as you do, suddenly we listen and we seem to take your message to heart. Poetry is really magical if done properly, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is. It really is. I enjoy enlightening people and encouraging them and lifting them up. At the job, I think I did more of that than I did anything else.
Well, it's good that you were there. Talk about the satisfaction you get when you realize your words, especially the words put in poetry, really have an impact on their lives. That has to be quite rewarding. Like at the end of the day, like I really accomplished something today.
Yeah, I've had a wonderful time with the people that I come in contact with and encouraging them. Is just a joy. It really is.
For so many of us, poetry is scary. We remember that from school, and some of us enjoyed it. Some of us were intimidated by it. What inspired you to write poetry in the first place? Was there a teacher or a particular poet or a family member that encouraged your love of poetry?
I believe what encouraged me is just encouraging other people. And when they're going through something like coworkers and crying and just going through a bad time, and then I would just write something down and give it to them, and, you know, they'll stop crying and then they'll be smiling. And it was a joy to do that. It really was.
And that special gift that Yvonne has is in her book, Destiny by Design, book available at Amazon, all of the usual places. It's a great book to have in your book collection. It's a book that you can go to from time to time as we all hit those bumps in life and we really need a little bit of encouraging. And it's done in such a artistic manner by Yvonne. The book, again, Destiny by Design, available at Amazon, the usual places. Is poetry a hobby for you, or it sounds like it may be even more important than just a hobby?
Oh, yes, definitely. Especially with some of the coworkers I have to work with. You know, you do all you can to help them because, you know, people go through all kinds of situations, and some of them, they try to hide and they don't want nobody to know, but you end up talking with them and encouraging them. And it's just been such a joy to help people.
How does your family feel about writing and your books? You know, they see Destiny by Design. They've got, your name on it. What's that like? And I mentioned before, your husband, Arthur, has been very supportive. How important is that? Having that family support when you're doing something as important as writing a book and inspiring people.
It's an inspiration because, you know, I could have been out alone by myself trying to do that.
Yes.
But my husband, my family, they all support what I was doing. And just the blessing that people received from it was such a joy. And I just continue to just believe that I don't have all the answers for people, but I can give them something that can lift them up.
What does it do for you, being able not only to write the poems and inspire people, but maybe help you going through difficult periods as well? Is the book helpful for you, too, in writing and in remembering some of the poems that you've written as you've gone through difficult patches in life?
Oh, yeah, I can always go back to my book and pull up something and be encouraged to know that, hey, you know, what's going on, it's not going to last. It's just a season, and we're going to overcome this, and that's what we do.
So when you go through tough times, you remember that wise lady in the book that she's written, Destiny by Design. You're able to go back to that and pull something that helps to refocus you and get you through those difficult periods as well. The author of Destiny by Design, Yvonne Rivers, our guest on the program. All the information on Yvonne on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. The book available at Amazon, all of the usual places. Let's talk about when you decided to go from just writing these poems and words of encouragement for people in the workplace, family members, people that you knew, and decided to write the book. Marketing a book is a whole different situation, isn't it? It's the creative part is sort of behind you now. You become a businesswoman at that level. Any difficulties in marketing your books?
Well, you know, at first people, you know, they'll say, well, who she thinks she is and, you know, what she thinks she's doing, and she just needs to do her job.
Oh, yes.
You know, but I know I, you know, wanted more than just that. You know, I had a job, but I wanted to go beyond that and reach out to people.
And you've been able to do that with this book in particular, Destiny by Design. How difficult was it? Was it difficult getting that first book out there, getting this book finally through the publishing process, getting it out there? What was that like? What was that like when you saw a copy of the book for the first time?
Oh, it makes you want to cry.
Yes.
You're so excited, so you just cry, you know. But just to know that people will be encouraged, you know, because people go through things. You're human. And so sometimes you can open up that book and read a poem and say, man, you know, I'm going to be okay. You know, and it's just been a joy. It really has.
Well, the book is available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all of the usual places. You'll find a link for Yvonne's Amazon page on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Let's talk about, again, the publishing of the book. There's so many people like you that think, I've got this message. I really don't know how to get it started. You go through a whole lot of emotions as well, and ups and downs, I'm sure, in trying to publish a book. Talk about the encouragement, again, of having family there to say, oh, it's okay, let's keep going forward. How important was that, again, to have your husband and the family behind you?
Very important, because some days are not good days, but yet you just hold on and reach out because you know that people need inspiration, and any way that I could get it to them, that's what I'm going to do. A lot of coworkers, you know, they would have problems and I would just start writing and typing up something and give it to them and encourage them. And then they'd start crying. And I mean, it was just a joy. And my husband, I encourage him, you know, and we encourage each other. So we won't have to fight.
Well, that's so important. As you're going through those situations, write a poem. That's a lot easier than like raising your voice or not speaking to your spouse. So just write a poem and you'll make up and life goes on like it's supposed to do. You know, I'm looking with the video portion of this. We've got a picture of Yvonne on the screen. We've got the book cover, Destiny by Design. Talk about the designing the book cover. That's so important. That's almost like a calling card, an elevator pitch for the book, and it captures your attention. It is so well done. What went into designing this cover? Did you design it or have someone do it?
Oh, I had some assistance, you know, but it was just in my heart. And the coworkers I work with and how I reached out to them and gave them the book, and I mean, someone would cry and then someone would hug you, and I mean, it was just such a joy because I was able to give something to someone And I just continue doing that because that's how I feel. I don't want to be selfish and say, oh, it's all about me, because it's not. It's about the people that I touch.
Well, and you've touched so many in real life and now by extension through the book, Destiny by Design. It sounds like life is filled with poetic ideas for you. Are you working on another book? Talk about maybe writing, publishing more books.
I have Destiny by Design. Then I have one prior to that. And so who knows? The future may bring some more desires to me to do some more,
yes,
to reach out to other people.
How difficult, how challenging is it to put a collection together? You've done such a wonderful job, and I'll talk specifically about some of the poems in this book, Destiny by Design. How difficult is it to put a collection together, to sort of have the proper balance and then to put them in a proper order for the presentation? How challenging is that?
To me, I guess it wasn't challenging because it was something joyful for me, and to reach out to other people so they can be encouraged. So I just thought, like, wow, hey, you know, I'm going to do this. And a lot of people that I work with, you know, they thought, well, who does she think she is? I'm like, hey, this is me. And I want to encourage people and enlighten people and give them joy in their hearts, because people go through so much. And it really has been a joy. And sometimes I don't even try to sell the book. I give it to them so they can be blessed.
Well, the book's available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, the usual places. You can link on to our website and get the Amazon page and order directly there. I talk specifically about several of the poems in there to give you an idea of how Yvonne is helping people through her book, Destiny by Design. The first poem is Alignment in Christ. Is that sort of the foundation for everything in our lives? That's where it all begins?
Definitely. You know, we have to have the joy of the Lord in our heart, and we need to be joyful and reach out to people who are in need. It's, you know, some people don't even think of it. Oh, I'm this and I'm that. But, hey, reaching out to people, that's the foundation of what we need to be doing.
One of the poems is in the beginning of the book is Attitude of Gratitude. Talk about that. I think so often we take gratitude for granted. We really, we don't express it enough. And there's something that makes you feel good about thanking somebody else as well, isn't there?
Oh, definitely. I enjoy reaching out to people and encouraging them, especially when I was working. You know, sometimes your coworkers, they get in all kind of things, and they're crying and they're sad or they're mad, and you go over there and maybe give them a little something, to maybe go get a treat from the from our little place we had where you can get.
Oh yes.
You know, little things, and say, hey, this is for you, you know, and they'll look at you like, well, you didn't have to do that for me. Yeah. And I said to myself, yeah, I really did.
You need to do this. Well, you can see the reaction. It's like, you didn't have to do that. But boy, they finished that bag of Fritos. They've got a smile on their face for the rest of the day. That really resonates. Something as simple as that, it makes, as we can tell from Yvonne's voice, it makes her feel good as well as the recipient of that. One of the poems is Called to Excellence. We are all called to excellence, aren't we?
Yes. You know, but we have to know that. We have to, you know, say, hey, this is what I'm about. Because so many people sometimes, they want to say, well, I don't care. You know, rattle on with foolishness. But this is a time where we need to reach out to people because they do need to be, you know, encouraged.
And the nice thing with the poetry that you'll find in the book, Destiny by Design, it's all very simple to understand. If you think, oh, it's poetry, sometimes I don't understand this. It's all laid out in such a creative way. It's quick to read. This is something that is easy to retain. And believe me, you'll be referring to this book from time to time as you go through the ups and downs we all do of life. One of the poems, Walk Out Your Dreams. Talk about how important that is, because I get the impression that you've done that. You really are living a dream, especially the dream of being a published author and helping people.
It's been a joy, something that I never thought that I would ever do. I was always a child that hide behind somebody else.
Yes.
And so, you know, I was like, hey, I'm not going to do this. No way. But here I am. And it's just awesome. It really is. Because there are people out there that's hurting, going through different things. And, you know, sometimes with your coworkers, instead of you encouraging them or just pulling them to the side and say, hey, you know, I'm with you. If you need anything, let me know. And some of them, you know, they don't want to tell anybody anything, and they just want to go on the way they're going.
Well, you know, that's interesting you say something there, that how important is it for someone, let's go back to the working situation where you're working with them, you know them at least on a casual relationship level, spending maybe 7, 8, 9 hours a day with them. How important is it for someone who's going through difficulty to be open to and reach out possibly, like with you or reading the book Destiny by Design? How important is it not just to be so self-centered and build this little fence around you, but to be able to open up and discuss this with people?
Oh, definitely. At certain places that I've worked, you have to encourage people, because sometimes they go through hard times just like anybody else. And sometimes you're... the people you work with are not the nicest people.
Yes.
You know, you have to get in the trenches and say, look, you know, I know you had a problem with so-and-so, but be encouraged to know that, you know, it's going to be okay. And that's what I did. And a lot of people, I guess they thought, well, who she thinks she is? Well, I just want to encourage people. I'm not trying to be, you know, some superwoman. But I just want people to be encouraged and know that if people out here do love you, they want to help if you want help, and you just encourage them as much as you can. I mean, you don't try to get in their business, but you just one little thing or just a card. I would do that sometimes. Put a card on their desk, you know, and then when they get to work, they're about to cry.
Yes. And for some people, it's probably maybe the only time or one of just a few times where someone has actually reached out and tried to help them. And I think something else, too, that comes to mind as you're talking, when you say to somebody, how are you today, actually mean it, shouldn't you? When you're asking, listen to the answer. Don't keep walking, but stop and listen to the answer.
I mean, we try our best to reach out, because you want someone to reach out to you if you are in, you know, problems, situations, or whatever. You don't want people just to walk past you like they don't know you.
Well, yes.
So I try my best to encourage, you know, words of encouragement or just a smile. Sometimes I would bring cards and, you know, sign it and put a little smiley face or something, just something to let them know that somebody cares.
Just make eye contact and smile goes a long way with so many people. And Yvonne has proven that in the workplace and now with the book Destiny by Design. I mentioned one more poem that's in the book, Expectant Faith. And I mention that because, boy, that's really, when you think about it, that's sort of our life. We need to have that faith again as sort of a foundation, sort of a guiding light through our lives. How important is having that faith?
Very important. Working with different people at different areas. You know, sometimes you just think about yourself and you feel like, hey, if I make it through, too bad for them, because I'm going.
Exactly.
Yeah, but, you know, you kind of sit back and say, no, that's not what you should do. And you go back to that person and just try to encourage them and enlighten them and say, hey, we all have had some hard times. And you just let them know it's going to be okay. It's not going to always be like this. And that's what I've been doing through my work, you know, place. I would just encourage people, write poems, you know, a smiley face or something, anything to make them smile and let them know that someone cares.
And it's all those little things, something that comes out as we're talking with Yvonne. It doesn't have to be a grand gesture of a vacation in Cancun or something you're giving to somebody. It's something simple. It could be as simple as a smile that will turn around somebody's day. And not only are you helping people on a one-to-one basis because of the book and people who are reading the book and following what you've done, a number of people are uplifting and encouraging others to get through the difficulties, the ups and downs of life. It's a book well done, Destiny by Design. Yvonne Rivers, our guest, book at Amazon, the usual places. Yvonne, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Hopefully there'll be more, and hopefully we'll have a chance to talk about the next book as well. Congratulations on the success, the very powerful message you've got in Destiny by Design. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you.
It has been a pleasure. It has been a pleasure, Yvonne Rivers. The book is Destiny by Design. Amazon, the usual places where you'll find it. Information, of course, on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.